Elections, strikes, and revolutions. Socialism 2019. Daring to fight James Ivan's just two words, at last. This year's socialism event, Socialism 2019, on 2 and the 3rd of November, came as a parliamentary logjam finally burst apart into a general election. As Paula Mitchell told the opening rally, the rally that dares to fight for socialism, from the chair, we could be squaring up for quite a hot winter. With not only an election, but the potential for a massive battle of postal workers, the strike action by university lecturers and staff, McDonald's strikes. And our class enemies have taken note. The reactionary Daily Mail rebuked Communication Workers Union rep and Socialist Party Scotland member Gary Clark, for telling the rally that posties will strike during the election. 700 to 800 workers and young people piled into the Institute of Education in London, contributing to 34 open discussions and debates on the major issues facing the working class today. They heard closing rallies on the climate fight back, fall of the Berlin Wall, and building international Trotskyism. There was a moving tribute and standing ovation for the late Tony Mulhern, a leader of the Socialist Liverpool Council's 1983-87 struggle against Thatcher. And in a fantastic show of working class sacrifice and resolve, the opening rally's financial appeal raised at least £40,755, over £5,000 more than last year. Now the fight is on. To boot out the Tories and reverse austerity. To help the revolutions erupting across the planet to win. And to build mass parties of the working class, to found a new democratic, socialist world.